Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to be joined by Itai Yogev, Director of Advanced Analytics at Intel. Itai, welcome to the program.
Hi, glad to be here, finally taking part of this wonderful plan.
So Itai, we usually talk about advanced analytics on this program from a perspective of the work that Intel is doing in delivering world-class silicon and tools and software to apply to a large number of companies. But your group is a little bit different. You're part of our IT organization. Can you just introduce yourself quickly and provide some information about your background and your charter for your organization?
So my name is Itai Yogev, and I'm the Intel Director for Advanced Analytics. Basically, it's a competency center for the different relevant professionals in this domain, which are data scientists, machine learning engineers, big data experts, and we are applying our skills in the most critical places for the company, building solutions using these skill sets to be able to solve the critical problems for Intel internally on stuff that is considered areas where we would like to bring a competitive advantage. In Intel, it's the design processes, manufacturing, and sales and marketing. And what we basically try to do is to build artificial intelligence solutions that are helping Intel to run faster, to lower cost, and be able to scale its operation. On the top of that, we are also partnering with our different business units to try and deliver completing artificial intelligence solutions to come on top of the Intel traditional, if I may, offering, which is more about silicon. All in all, it's a unit that exists almost 9 years. We started it, few of us. I'm one of the founders of this unit, and today it's about 150 engineers.
Now, Intel obviously is a very complex business. We have world-class manufacturing, global marketing and sales organizations. The opportunities to apply analytics seem very vast. Tell me what your organization has found in terms of the areas that make the most sense for benefit to the business.
First of all, we are focused on the most critical and unique business processes to Intel to make sure that we are applying the skilled workforce on the most critical and unique business processes. The second element is to redefine what analytics is about in a sense of if you are familiar with the maturity curve. So there's a lot of effort today at Intel around descriptive analytics, being able to retrieve the data, find insights, but we more or less are focusing on the next generation, which is more of the prescriptive analytics, being able to find insights in real time and change and act upon the data in an automatic manner to be able to save a lot of money or to be able to increase revenue or to accelerate the pace of creating a new product. So that's what defines the scope of work and what the team is after.
So let's just start with product design and manufacturing. And, you know, obviously you can't tell me details about everything that we do, but what has your team found in terms of applications for improving product design? We work on some extremely complex products. And how do you take that into the manufacturing process?
So in the design space, we think about it as the problem of how can we help to accelerate the time to market. For Intel, obviously, it's critical to be able to take products to the market ASAP from the second we understand what is the architecture for a product, run it through the pipeline of being able to design it and then validate it and then test it. It's critical to be able to balance between high quality to being able to do it ASAP. The process itself of validation, where we focus a lot of our attention, a lot of trial and error. You run simulations, you test the product, then you look at the results, analyze them, and then you make some changes in the design, and you do it over and over again until you have ready design product. What we are doing in the last few years, we are building a machine learning algorithm that are leveraging vast amounts of data being collected on the design to be able to find bugs in the silicon products without human beings and also to be able to help the designers to root cause analyze these bugs, and also help the designers to develop content that is more relevant to hopefully find new bugs on a course of building a new product. This is also helpful for Intel because one of the critical assignments or challenges for the company is to be able to do more derivatives for our customers as Intel enters into new domains beyond the traditional PC and server. So that's how we try with our skills and unique capabilities to help Intel accelerate time to market.
Where do you see machine learning and artificial intelligence integrating into the work that your organization is doing over time?
To shortly answer your question, I think that 3 to 5 years from today, at Intel, most of our core business processes will be running using artificial intelligence. And I hope, and my key mission for this company is to be able to turn Intel to the first company in the world that is applying machine learning and artificial intelligence solutions broadly on the most critical business processes, and by that achieve a competitive advantage to Intel.
When you look at the work that you guys have done, you do engage in external projects from time to time. And I think the most notable one that I've heard about is your work with the Michael J. Fox Foundation associated with the research and treatment of Parkinson's. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what it was like to participate in that work with the foundation?
First of all, this project work started as a request with Andy Grove. He more or less contacted Intel and asked for Intel's help in hopefully finding some breakthrough in research for Parkinson's disease. And he more or less connected us with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And in the past 4 years, we've created together with them and for them a platform that allows patients worldwide to use it to be connected 24/7 to a big data cloud that collects data, sensorial information, using wearables or other sensors at their home environment, and for the first time allows researchers worldwide to access large amounts of data at the home environment, and by that find some breakthroughs and much deeper understanding of what really happens in the day-to-day life of a Parkinson's patient. So Parkinson's is a disease that evolves very slowly, and the patients arrive to meet their physicians every 6 months in average. And we are more or less completely revolutionized the way that physicians and researchers can look into the day-to-day data of each and every patient. And we've been working with the Michael J. Fox Foundation on enabling researchers worldwide to access the data that is being collected. On top of that, our machine learning engineers have worked on creating unique machine learning algorithms that are helping understanding the behavior of patients at their own environment. And in the past year and a half, we have took all these learnings and the platform and reapply it to partnerships with pharmaceutical companies. And now we are offering this as a service to pharma companies that are using it during clinical trials to better understand the behavior of patients at the home environment, and by that to try and cut the time that it takes to run a trial and improve its outcome. And it's no longer just Parkinson's. We're also using the same platform to help pharmaceutical companies in other diseases as well.
It's been wonderful talking to you. I just have one final question. I know that folks are probably very interested in what your organization is doing. Where would you send them for more information about the application of advanced analytics at Intel, and how can they connect with your organization to learn more?
Go to the intel.com and look for advanced analytics, or look for my name, Itay Yogev. Then you could find several different white papers we've been writing in the past few months, and I believe that you could easily connect with either myself or others in the sales organization, and we would love to sit down. We do that frequently to meet with other teams approaching similar challenges we are facing.
Thank you so much for your time today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.